As we head into summer, rabid animals are turning up in central New York. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
So far this year, a couple of bats, a feral cat, and a raccoon have tested positive for rabies, according to the Onondaga County Health Department. Environmental Health Assessment Director Lisa Letney says it's common for these reports to start trickling in this time of year. Letney is particularly concerned, though, about the feral cat found with the disease in the Baldwinsville area.
They can fight with wild animals and get rabies, and then you go ahead and feed them or touch them, and, you know, then you have that exposure. And the problem is that, you know, obviously a lot of people can become exposed this way with these feral cats because if you have multiple people feeding them and touching them.
Letney warns residents not to touch or feed unknown cats because they could be infected. When it comes to bats, Letney says if you find one in your house and don't know if anyone's been exposed to it, it's a good idea to have it tested. The county health department will test live bats to determine if they have rabies. There's a video on the health department website that shows you how to catch a bat. Letney also urges homeowners to get their pets vaccinated for rabies and teach children to stay away from any unfamiliar animals, even if they appear friendly. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.